the fact that the U.S. government sent these two people, as well as their staff, to Zimbabwe for this visit speaks very highly, I think, and it comes at a very good and critical time. It also comes in light of recent news that the U.S. Congress is actually holding a hearing on Zimbabwe next month. So there is definitely an increased interest in what's happening in Zimbabwe, because I think, you know, one of the issues that me and many others have talked about for a long time is that Zimbabwe is the, to my mind, even more than South Africa, is the tipping point in the region.
And Mr. Mavinga, the relationship between the U.S. and Zimbabwe and how that can be better mended, your reaction?
One way clearly that Zimbabwe is missing of improving its relations with the U.S. would be to ensure that there is good governance, the respect for the rule of law, and human rights respect. So things like the recent disappearance of activist Itai Dzamara, for the political violence that's escalating in the Uruguayan West and all other things, do not in any way improve the relationship with the U.S.
Mr. Smith, speaking yesterday, the diplomats spoke on that issue of human rights, as Mr. Mavinga's pointing out, particularly the disappearance of Itai Dzamara. What's your take there?
Dewa brings up some excellent points. Of course, we all know about the disappearance of Itai Dzamara. You also have an increase of violence in the lead up to next month's by-elections, particularly Temba Mulisa and Irungwe West. Violence has been inflicted on him and his supporters. You have village headmen that have been abducted, that have been beaten by ZANU-PF supporters. And this is very worrying. For a while, the Mugabe government and the police, under their direction, you know, followed the rules, and they put on a good game face for the international community, somehow trying to demonstrate that there is some semblance of respect for the rule of law in the country. But we've definitely seen a revert back to this overt violence that is very, very worrying, not only for the by-elections next month, but for the national elections that are coming up several years from now. And the U.S. delegation made no secret their concern about that. They met very publicly with human rights activists and civil society activists yesterday during a town hall meeting. And DAS Feldstein had some very serious and very strong remarks and concerns about the current human rights situation that many would argue is deteriorating.
Mr. Mavinga, there was a town hall meeting yesterday. Does this help or hurt those who are working in Zimbabwe, looking at the standpoint of what ZANU-PF might see when statements like this are made?
It does help a lot, because the tendency has been that the Zimbabwe regime has always wanted to rubbish, you know, U.S. involvement and to dismiss it as being a focus on regime change. So it is important that the public is fully aware of the important contributions that is done by the U.S. government in terms of support to health, support to agriculture, and to have very senior officials come on the ground and speak in solidarity with the people of Zimbabwe and highlight, you know, those kind of things that local groups in Zimbabwe are fighting for and are trying to achieve in terms of human rights respect. So I would say it was a very good move, and that unfortunately the government of Zimbabwe appears to be so short-sighted that it is frequently shooting itself in the foot by failing to take steps to protect its own nationals in terms of the obligations arising from its own constitution.
And Mr. Smith, moving forward, will the U.S. maintain their stance of sanctions until they see what they would like to see from Zimbabwe?
This is documented for a long time. The United States, you know, even recently, Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, said, you know, it's an action for action policy. And once the Mugabe government starts demonstrating more respect for basic human rights, the current U.S. policy is going to remain in place. But it's also important to remember that these are targeted sanctions. They apply to only 113 Zimbabwean individuals, and I believe 70 entities if you look at the most updated list. And I think the United States has not been very good in counteracting the Mugabe ZANU-PF propaganda that, you know, this is an embargo on Zimbabwe, and it hasn't been trading with Zimbabwe. It's keeping Zimbabwe out of international financial institutions, which obviously is not all true. And I think we also have to remind folks that since 1980, since independence in Zimbabwe, the U.S. has provided over $2 billion in assistance to Zimbabwe.